Good evening, dear listeners. So welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And it's the right time to thank Dwight and Helmut with Home Run. It's quite a very interesting conversation, particularly looking at the interest where we want to go and also the aspect of energy. And yeah, it's the right time. It's right time to look at the context of business, economics, governance, resource management, and also issues of energy. And this is your platform. And with me, David Shombe, we are greeting you wherever you are finding yourself. Some of you are still at work. Some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are working extra shifts. Some of you have knocked off already, traveling home. And also, some of you are planning already the day ahead. But the fact that you open, the fact that you tune in to Eagle FM Namibia, we are very happy. And, we are always, here to update you, to give you context and also content on what's happening around the world. And also, what are some of the discussions that we have for today? Yeah. Remember, like we're always indicating to you, the Villager newspaper is coming out tomorrow, Friday, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And make sure that you like and share that page. Make sure that when it comes to updating yourself on what is happening in the country, what is the financial sector is doing, what are the global financial institutions are doing, and what is the progress of development. What are some of the good things that you need also to acknowledge, because you know it cannot be correct, it's actually not right, it's not fair not to acknowledge progress, not to acknowledge development, because although there are things that we are indicating that they need to be done, there are things that we are indicating that they need to be adjusted, there are some aspects that you need also to thank those who are doing their best. Although somebody indicate to say you cannot thank a fish for swimming, or you cannot thank a bird for flying, but in an African culture, an African tradition, you know, efforts matters, efforts and also appreciation matters, because that is the way you give motivation to those who are at the developmental front, and also those who are doing their best to make sure that when it comes to the Namibia that we want, when it comes to the Africa that we want, there are those who are putting, you know, meat to the plan. There are also those who are practically applying that of which is planned. And yeah, before we come to what is on the table, is to look at what is the market saying, particularly there in Europe, looking at the aspect of resignation of the French Prime Minister. One will be able to see that when it comes to the market of Europe and also the market of France, there was a bit of market shock, especially anxiety of investors, because investors, they play on stability, they play on good business environment, and also they look at the future to say, where should I put my money, where should I withdraw, where should I trade, and also at what environment I'm operating from. It was indicated that, after the resignation of the Prime Minister of France, that is Sebastian Recon, it was indicated that when it comes to France and also European market was affected negatively, and with Paris Stock Exchange dropping with 1.7%, and that is from yesterday, and we'll be able also to see the CSC 40 index drop with 2% following that announcement. But what is very interesting is also that when you look at to the government bond, it's also driving the debt is nearly driven down to 3.61%, and one will also be able to see that is quite a shock in Europe and also in France and also the whole world, because inability to maintain to balance forces, inability to lead a fragmented parliament is quite something that is can cost the country and also those who you are in trade relation with. And also the globe, particularly the trading partner. Let us hope they put their house in order, and also to see the upgrading of international trade, and also to see what is that that you can learn, particularly when you do not have political stability, when you do not have a stable government. What is the impact on the economy, and who are those who are going to suffer? Because at the end of the day, when people are speaking about the anxiety of investors in Europe, in France, one will also be able to see that when there is an anxiety in terms of putting in money, in terms of trading, one will also be able to see that it's not actually the investors who are going to suffer, but those who are at the edge, those who are the working class, those who are, you know, the proletarian, are the one who, you know, are going to suffer. Because there is a saying to say, when the elephants are fighting, when the elephants are fighting, is the grass which is suffering. That is why when there is a political instability, when there is a governance issue, the economy mostly likely to shock those who are working. So let's look at the short break.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting. To moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yes, from France coming to Namibia, you know, there are also positive news in the country. There are positive news in the country, particularly looking at, you know, the requirement of Financial Action Task Force. It was indicated that, you know, the director of Financial Intelligence Center, that is an institution which, you know, responsible to protect Namibia financial system, and is also responsible to make sure that in terms of illicit financial flow, in terms of, you know, money laundering, it's there to detect, analyze, and also work together with, you know, law enforcement and also financial institutions such as BON and also commercial banks to make sure that the system is strengthened. It was indicated that the director of Financial Intelligence Center, that is Brian Aseb, indicated that Namibia has, you know, paid all the requirements, or Namibia has, you know, have done what was recommended, particularly in terms of the recommendation of Financial Action Task Force, and also to, you know, to remove itself from the grey listing, just waiting for official announcement to say Namibia is now removed from grey list. But remember, when Namibia was grey listed from last year February, one will also be able to see that there is a date which is set to say is May 2026. Until then, we still need to look at what need to be done. How is the Financial Action Task Force is evaluating Namibia? In simple terms, is that the country have complied with international requirements, particularly when it's coming to fighting of illicit financial flow, fighting of money laundering, and also the aspect of making sure that you strengthen the financial system. The other thing is also that when you do not have a strong financial system that can withstand the pressure, that can track the money which is being shipped out of the country, when you do not have that, then you are also a risk for investment. And in this regard, it's also some of the things that we need to appreciate those who did well, although it's a responsibility of the institution and also the working bodies. But one thing that we also need to discuss, or the one thing that we also need to put on the records, is that after paying, or after complying with this requirement, there is also an aspect of where Namibia is, particularly in the list of European Union Commission. Because it's also at the list of high jurisdiction zone based on the previous or based on what is standing particularly with Financial Action Task Force. So in that aspect, we will also be able to see that what is the positive side of that, and also can we maintain that until next year May to see the official announcement from Financial Action Task Force, and what does it mean to those who are doing business in Namibia, and also what does it mean to those who are planning to invest, either it's a domestic investor or it's an international investor. So yeah, in that aspect, today we are going to look at the aspect of planning. We are going to look at what is the cost of a planning, what is the cost of a planning, and what are some of the examples that we need to put out there, particularly looking at what have we lost in putting too much effort in producing documents. What are the documents saying, and also what are the writers and also analysts are saying, particularly when it's coming to African governance, African development, and also the cost of planning. You know, if you look at the literature of Andrews M. In the Limit of Institutional Reform and Development in Africa, you also look at the article by Booth on development as corrective action, and also addressing the real challenges of African governance, one will be able also to pick up the point of one of the center of that is that what we can summarize about this document is that across Africa, many of government and also developmental institution, they spend more time on extensive developing of plans, and they also put more time in developing plans, and also developing details implementation plans. One of the pointed out points is that it's a requirement of a developmental partner, because looking at what developmental partners require is that you have to be explaining in details what, when, and how you are going to implement that. And looking at the fact that there is an agency in practically applying or practically distribute those resources, and also building of institution, and it was noted out to be one of the delays in African development. Then the question that you need to ask yourself is that why do we spend more time in discussing about issues? Why do we spend more time in discussing about the problem? Is this how it has been done, or is that how it is done in Africa? And look at public events. You can look at the media. You can also observe yourself. How many of events, either it's national, regional, or constituency events, are more on, practical projects? And how many of these events are more on meetings about problems? And there was one South African comedian whose name I cannot remember on top of my head. One of the things that he indicated is that, when it comes to the African context, and you ask somebody to say what is the progress of the project, will indicate to say no, the meeting went to the committee. There is also two subcommittee in that meeting, and from the subcommittee there is also a review committee. From a review committee, you can also be able also to see there is an oversight committee, and back to treasury. Then you also need an announcement, and you also need final check before that put into a motion, and before you get to the finance also to make sure that you finance that project or that you have intended. By the time you go on the ground, there are already unforeseen circumstances, because time will not wait for anybody, and also there is also an aspect of compromising a good plan over expecting a best plan. But to put it into context, I want you to take some time, and I'm very much interested in international relations and also youth development. I want you to take some time and look at particularly in the context of young people, in the context of young people, then you take time and look at institutions which are running the youth agenda. Then you look at the aspect of national youth policy, for example. Look at I want you to take time and look at national youth policy number 3, and also go into detail on what have been stated there, and how detailed is that policy. And I want you to make sure that when you look at that policy, you might also be able to look at the time and also the implementation plan of that policy. And I want you to look at the period which that policy was set, because when you look at the third review of the mainstream youth developmental, policy, 2020 to 2030, and you look at what have been done in the past 5 years, and also what is the direction forward, what could be some of the delays, because I was very happy, particularly when this policy was launched, I was very happy. And to look at the time which was put there. And I also want you to get time and look at which are the institutions which are involved. Which are the institutions which are involved. And in drafting of this plan, how long does it take you to draft a plan of 5 years? And what are the resources that you need to implement that? And what is the relationship between planning, implementation, and the outcome? Then you get, when you get out of that, you'll be able to realize that in terms of evaluation of the progress of that, much of the time was spent on discussing, analyzing data, talking about the plan on how things are being done, and also talking about what need to be done. But compare that the policy with resources which were availed in 2020, then you also be able to look at the situation of young people in Namibia. Look at the situation objectively. Progress, where there is progress, you can be able also to point out that there is progress in this aspect. But where there is a delay, you may also be able to point out on that. Now, when we look at the literature of governance and also the literatures of which involve governance and also strategic planning, one of the aspects is differentiating who does what, who provide the vision, and who is implementing. Because as an ordinary person, or as a bureaucrat, as a technocrat within that aspect, your job is to implement. But the leader does not need to know everything. That's why when you have a vision and you have a very short understandable plan, it's easier to implement. And I like comparing the third world with the first world countries. I like comparing that. I like looking at their events. What tone and level of discussion are they bringing about? But if you go to an African event, it's quite interesting also to see that where are we spending most of the time? We spend most of the time in addressing or respecting everybody who is there. Respect is very important. But what is the issue that we organize? Because when you look at Africa, we do not have the luxury of time, as the Prime Minister used to say. We do not have the luxury of time, especially in addressing our issues, because before they swallow us. And when you are looking at the data, you realize to say, as Andrew have said in this literature of governance, one will be able to see that much of the time is spent on pleasing a developmental partner, because a developmental partner has to report, but less is put on implementing, because by the time you are done planning, then the bed has already gone. You know, and I like giving this example. I had a discussion with it's an old tate who indicated to say, my friend, if you find a good wife and you see that it's a good wife, pick her and run with her. Because it's rare, and overplanning delayed us a lot of opportunities. Overthinking delayed us a lot of opportunities. Because if we continue overthinking, we continue planning, what will happen when we are on the ground? Because if you listen also to the singers like Tate Kwera, and you listen to his songs very well, you'll be able to realize that if you understand what he speak about, you can be able also to see that there's also an aspect of overthinking has delayed us progress. There's an aspect of overthinking delayed us progress. And also spending more time on planning, spending more time on discussing has delayed us progress. Look at the projects that that we have. What could have been done and what lesson can we learn? Because it's not quite needed to criticize without any solution. But it's quite important also to look at the time, the space, and the impact which is needed. Because what we need now is not what we are going to need in the next what we are going to need after 5 years. And how many plans did we put on top of another plan? And in terms of plans working parallel to each other, how many times have we planned on top of another plan? And how can we reach where we want to get? Because these are real questions that that everybody must ask himself or herself. And it's also not a question of governance institution. It's also a question of personal, you know, at an individual level. Just ask yourself how many times you spend on thinking about, you know, doing something. Thinking about, for example, of doing a certain course. Think about, for example, of, you know, upgrading your levels. Think about, example, of, you know, picking a love partner. How many times we have spent on overthinking? And how many opportunities have we missed? And yeah, looking at that context, what is that we need to do? Apart from always saying, take an action, what is that we need to do? Do we need planning? Yes, we need planning. But the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, at what time, at what level, the issues of discussing about problem is ending? At what level the issue of discussing about problem is ending? And I am very much interested in local development, and for us to help each other in this aspect. Maybe it's a matter of procrastination, or it's a matter of scared of getting into the field. Let us let us get time and hold our, especially our local authority and regional authority, you know, leaders, accountable. We just need to sit with them and see, Chief, Madam, where can we help each other? I'm from this constituency. I've been here for 5 years, and this is what I have seen for the past 5 years. Can you kindly assist me with your plan that you had? And I have your speech of the state of constituency address. This is what you said you were going to do. How much time have you spent on implementing that, and where are the resources? Then you can be able to meet each other. Because overthinking is not looking for a great plan. It's not doing something. It's another way of doing not doing something. Because when we speak about, for example, the issues of cybersecurity that we have in Namibia, I'm not an expert in cybersecurity. But I know that there's a problem which needs to be addressed. I'm not an expert in oil and gas, but I understand that there's an agency which needs to be done by everybody to look at the future, the action that needs to be done. Because if somebody is talking, for example, about local content, how many of us are moving at that direction? Understood what it means to be a shareholder in oil and gas. How many of us, or we are still discussing about those things? And how many youth businesses are moving towards that direction. And it's a lot of things. It's a lot of things. And also the aspect of, youth development in general, particularly with, which is coming to the aspect of fund, of, youth fund. We understand this youth fund which came and, which is still coming. And, the pilot phase is done, but there's still money to come. But, when you look at, our own young people, we need to ask ourselves questions also. How much time, we spend on, over planning and complaining? Because when we are looking at, the issues of over planning, in most cases, planning happen at a level where there is no motion, even in the mind, even in terms of writing documents. But how many of us took actions? Because if we ask these questions ourselves, if we are asking ourselves these questions, and we understood that we have a certain problem that we need to deal with, we understood that speaking about something is not about doing about something, then we understood that what is my role in this space? My role in this space is me to implement. My supervisor is to provide me with a direction. And I have to act in that way. If there is a vision, why should I spend more time in a boardroom planning if there are already people there? Because my job is to implement, is to go on the ground and implement. And it's quite important for everybody or every, animal to know their role in the ecosystem. Because when you know our role in the ecosystem, we'll be able to understand that instead of me spending time on analyzing issues, instead of me, and we are not saying analyzing issues is not a, it's not an equal thing. Analyzing issues is quite very important because you need to make a calculated risk. But over analyzing of issues, particularly in the aspect of issues of agency, like youth development, issues of agency like service delivery, issues of agency like policy cohesion, issues of agency like sharing of data, issues of agency like, spend on research and development or expand the aspect of research and development, then it will take us much time than we are thinking we can. And let me tell you, let me take you to prescribing of all the African countries and majority of the states in the world, particularly when it's coming to United Nations Sustainable Developmental Goals, very beautiful 17 SDGs. Everybody prescribed in planning, in drafting of policies, you have overall goal to say zero hunger. You have to incorporate gender equality. There is an aspect of, quality education, SDG4. There's an aspect of climate and, this aspect of clean water, hygiene and all those things. Then just, we woke up in, 2025 already. There's only, four years. Actually, we can count three years before 2030, if you have to be practical. Then now, when, and I'm very happy that Namibia was part of, revising of, or accelerating of, United Nations Sustainable Development Goal. I'm very happy on that, especially, last year in the Summit of the Future. To look at to say we are in 2025, but in terms of, particularly the African countries, they are far behind in terms of reaching that point. How much time we have spent on? Where have we spent that time? And the only credit that you can give, especially to Namibia, is what we have done in terms of gender equality. There we have done well, especially in line with United Nations Sustainable Developmental Goal. In other area of quality education you still need to be assessed, to be seen that is education that you have provided have quality. Instead of other aspect of zero hunger, it's a debatable question. The issues of food security is a debatable question. And you can be able also to see. And many other sectors. Then the question is that, did we not know about that? Have we not prescribed on that? Where did we spend most of our time? Let us track that record. And I want everybody to track this record to say, given a responsibility, particularly when you have a responsibility of either resource distribution, either implementing a technical project, how much time have you spent sitting, thinking about doing something and you did not do it? Because the literature on African governance is stating that in most cases we spend more time on documents, we spend more time on discussing issues, we spend more time on thinking about how to deal with the problem, but we don't actually deal about with the problem straight. That is why when internal assessment institutions are coming up with a recommendation, one of the aspects is that the planner is not connected to the implementer. The implementer is not connected to the evaluator. The evaluator does not understand that of who is at the edge of receiving that service. But had we understood that those who build institutions, and I do not want to give example of Zuckerberg because that is a global example. That is a global example. But Dr. D.J. Jacob is a project management consultant from Kenya. Gave a very brilliant presentation on project management to say, when you look at international business players, entrepreneurs, what they did is that they started moving with an idea. Then those who went to business school come to them running to say, "Chief, let me formalize your strategic plan. Let me formalize your implementation plan." But they already started moving to say, "I want to go away. I want to do this. And I want to achieve this within how many years?" We already know what you want. Writing a plan is formalizing it. But if a leader has that vision, we are all supposed to comply to that vision to say, if we are moving Namibia to 2030 and it's not business as usual, and this aspect of dust must be seen, why should we spend more time under the tree discussing about issues? Why should we spend more time to say, I still want to understand what the citizens want? Does anybody in Namibia does not understand what they want? If you are living in informal sector, you understand that you need a proper housing. If you are a young person, you understand that you need quality education. That not only employing us, but education that will be able to allow us to participate in an economy and also allow us to be globally competitive. Those are the basic things that we need. If you are a small business, operator, you understand that you need security. You need financial security. You need domestic protection. You need laws which are protecting you, are enabling you to be part of financial inclusive agenda. But the other thing that you need, you also need to be well trained in terms of cyber security issue, because you can lose your data anytime and they can be infiltrated anytime. But what are we doing about it? When are we going to move away from that aspect of over planning, aspect of meetings and sitting into meetings and discussing about issues? Look where we are now, in terms of energy, and I like talking about energy, particularly in terms of electricity. We spoke, we draft, we champion issues of electrification. Issues of 70% by 2030, 70% of all the households should be electrified. Then there is an issue of accountability. What will happen if you don't reach that 70%? What happened to other plan before that plan of electrifying? Because what is very interesting is that we always have a game plan. But do we all understand that game plan? What was the role of that, in charge of drafting that game plan? What is the role of a technician who is on the ground, installing those electricity? Does this person understand that game plan? And how much time was spent on that game plan? And what is the connection between those who spend so much time planning and those who have to implement? Because looking at the context of Africa, looking at the context of SADC, things are not how they have been. And I like speaking about Zimbabwe because Zimbabwe is a sign of resilience, and they have shown progress now. And let us not be surprised if they start, thriving economically after 20 years of suffering from sanctions. But what can we learn from our neighbors too? Because at the end of the day, we must be able to get the Namibia that we want. But we can only get the Namibia that we want when we have real discussions about these issues. When we have understood that beyond discussions, there are actions, there are practical implementations of what has been said. And yeah, we have 15 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You can still engage us in the studio. You can still air your opinions, air your views, exercise your democratic rights and freedom of expression respectfully, and also see what we can do. Because getting this platform to discuss about issues which are limiting us to reach where we want to get, issues which are limiting us young people to stand and go to those financial institutions and ask for finance instead of just saying they are going to reject us. Issues of what is our education system teaching us, particularly when it comes to the relationship between a plan and action and the results. And how many of things that you have had, how many of things that we wanted, but how many times we have acted upon that? It's a question that we ask everybody, from a personal level to an institutional level. And also to see at what cost are we paying with our over-planning? At what cost? And yeah, let us look at commercial break, and we can progress with business and economic segment. With me, David Shombe. And remember, we are here until the hour of 1900 hours. We are here until the hour of 1900 hours. That is 7 in the evening. And today, we are discussing about it. What cost are we paying when we are over planning? And how many of the plans that we put on top of each other? And what is that we can do differently? Because at the end of the day, we should not just be here complaining. We should not just be here discussing. We should also provide recommendation and directions to say, instead of us spending more time in putting documents together, let us act on what we have. There are issues of agency. And I'm seeing few, government ministers who are pragmatic, who are on the ground. And it's quite important, need to be acknowledged. But what are others doing, especially when it's coming to solving of issues? That if the issue is within your sector, go there and deal with that issue and finish. There have been issues of labor. We have seen what have happened. Go there on the ground and finish. What need to be done? Why do we have to keep on? I'm going to get this advice. I'm going to look at this. We are going to sit. We are still standing on that report. And you agree with me. You can ask a question, certain question, but we are still going to meet, or that report we receive it on 2024, we are still working on it. Then you're asking to say, is the policy, is the law that you are using not your law? Why can't we, make sure that in terms of getting what you want, we go straight to that point? And let us pay the bills and move forward.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
Eagle staff. FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my candidature menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the Aha.
Lipuranenge no wapumbwa Eva Tero Urikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite okoye ekukulile Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka okone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, while we are speaking about over planning, there is a saying to say the best trips are the unplanned trips, but there is nothing that you can do without planning, because when you are doing that, you are acting on the what was already pictured by the mind. But in this phrase, it's just indicating to say spending much time on planning about, it's like you are planning a holiday with friends. That holiday will never materialize because there is always a discussion. There is always something which is missing. But if you say it's holiday time, I have this, resources. Somebody has this. Let us move, because they are saying the best plans are the unplanned, the best trips are the unplanned trips. But, looking at that context, looking at the document of, governance, and policy in Africa, one of the aspects which was put in place, particularly when it's coming to over-planning, is that while planning is fundamental part of governance and development, the threat of excessive or repetitive planning without corresponding implementation has caused concern. From Vision 2020 to Agenda 2063, African countries have often spent years preparing detailed plans that rarely translate into tangible change. Now the question is, what are the challenges of this, and what are the negative impact of this on the economy? It was indicated that this phenomena as of over-planning is not only draining public resources. It's not only draining public resources, but delay actions and create disillusions among the citizens. And when we are here, when you speak about disillusions among the citizens, citizens start also looking at this as it's just a normal thing. It's just a normal thing to have a gap between the speech and the tangibility of that plan. It's just a normal thing, because if it has been done for quite a long time, citizens will not even understand the reality of what has been spoken, because it become normal. The other thing is also public finance. Do you know that drafting of a document, and let us use, and you disagree with me, or you can agree with me, which is quite your democratic right? Drafting of a document, for example, the 14th page National Development Policy number 3. It's not just something that you see today and you draft. You need resources. You need resources. Those consultation meetings, they require resources. And who is paying for those resources? These are taxpayers. And what happened? You need resources. You also need technical experts. Because writing a national document, you don't just draft it like you are writing a love letter. There's issues of context and standard. But when that beautiful book's come out, and after 3 years of the time frame that was set, it's only 2% which was achieved. Do you know how much was lost in planning? That is what, the African governance report is saying. Now, looking at the African governance report on the aspect of planning, now, what is the way forward? What is the way forward? It stated that, while planning is essential component of governance, the tendency of, over-planning come at high cost. Number one is that it's driven by donor pressure. It's also entrenched bureaucratic practice. And also lack of implementation capacity. And institution of governance spend more time on preparation of documents than delivering of results. And to look at that, this pattern is not only, wasting resources, but it undermines public trust, delayed development outcome, and also, what is the way forward? What is the way forward? The recommendation is that, moving forward, African leaders must prioritize realistic, actionable plans backed by strong institutions. And a good plan executed today is better than a perfect and executed plan tomorrow. Because tomorrow is not guaranteed if you are fighting food insecurity. Although planning is about the future of yesterday, the future of today was supposed to be catered for by yesterday plan. And yesterday's, challenges were supposed to be catered for by the plan of the day before. That is why when somebody is saying things are moving according to plan, that person is looking at the present, which was defined by the plan, the plan which was done beforehand. Because wherever you are standing, whatever you do, you are standing on a plan. You have planned to be there. You have planned to be where you are standing. You have planned to waste that time, or you have planned to use that time productively. Because planning is part of human, is part of human nature. It's not only about people, even animals. When a lion want to eat something, it has to plan strategically. But a lion which would die of hunger is the one which stay in an ambush for a very long time until the prey, move away. So, it's not only an aspect of institutions of governance, it's not only an action of private sector or NGO, but it's an aspect of everybody to say, how many times I have been keeping planning and what time I have I wasted. It's not only a question to you, it's also a question I'm asking myself to say, I think this thing of being perfectionist, they will not work out for me. I need to find a balance between what I want, where I want to be, and how to pull the trigger. So, dear listeners, with that 1 minute, you can still engage us at 083-2888-401-083-2888-401. And from today, I want you to take time and also think about where you are. Think about the very good plan that you have, and also think about the reality and connecting the reality, because you plan based on the resources that you have, But a plane can also go out of time, or the plane can also become irrelevant when the environment has changed, when the unforeseen circumstances have changed. Those who are good planners are those who are also able to change when actions is is put in motion. So I'm going to leave you. I need to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly. To leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly. And also Naruvanda with Omtuma. And from me, David Shombe. Bye bye for now. See you next time. Same place, same time. And do not forget, tomorrow the Villager newspaper is out. And be number one to read it. Be number one to like and share the page, and you will never miss out. You will not miss out, and you will be a contributor of national development, and you will understand the difference between planning, actions, and desirable results. So, good night, and stay tuned.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsie Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Here, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And basically,